This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1584. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 28th, Afghanistan, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cyprus, Turkish, Ecuador, Germany, Greece, International Internet, Korea North, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Nigeria, Oman, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Walt Somany from Victoria, British Columbia, has been off to another of his de-expeditions for several days to the cottage he owns on Haida Gwaii, also known as the Queen Charlotte Islands off the coast of British Columbia, which are far enough north to make de-exing conditions remarkable. Among other things, he reports what may be the first North American reception of the reactivated Radio Afghanistan on 6102. It came back on a few months ago, but the timing has not been favorable for us in the summer. On September 22nd, he was hearing a signal on that off frequency at 1518 UT, although the nominal sign-on is at 1530. The next morning, September 23rd, he tuned to 6102 even earlier at 1506 and found a carrier was present that early as well, becoming rather strong at 1510, and then some talk was audible, may have been Quran. There have been previous reports that Radio Afghanistan would turn on this frequency much earlier than 1530 with a domestic service relay. There were time pips at 1530 and an announcement mentioning Afghanistan, so now it is definite. Also checked a couple following mornings, but reception was not as good. As the days get shorter, it may become easier to log further into North America, probably still the best bet on the West Coast. Radio Afghanistan is supposed to be in English at 1530 and then half an hour of Urdu at 1600. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports that Algeria has reactivated 891 kHz. Heard at 0507 September 14th, actually measured 27 hertz below that frequency. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal agrees it used to be very high power, but now it is strangely very weak. In any event, North Americans might look for a het on WLS or whatever they have on 890. We used to hear that a lot as a signal that transatlantic medium wave propagation was in play. Algeria on 891. As well as Saudi Arabia on 1521, also making a 1 kHz het against North American stations, which I recently heard one evening before 0300 when WRTH says it signs off. Reporting to the MWDX group, Sylvain No in Quebec reports something very strange, long-wave frequencies from two different countries in parallel. This was September 25th at 2358, Algeria on 153, perfectly parallel to longwave, Morocco on 171. Must be some kind of event related to the Maghreb region. And they were also playing the same news bulletin at midnight UT. Since last week, I've heard LRA 36 Antarctica on the air only once, Tuesday, September 27th, between 1311 and 1429, but it was barely a detectable carrier. A little music audible now and then. Also heard on the same occasion by Ron Howard in California. For him, it peaked between 1420 and 1426 and went off at 1503. So maybe it will also be active on Thursday, unless it's a holiday. Ron Howard also reports Radio Simban, New South Wales, Australia, 2368.5. September 21st, during very good propagation, an answer in songs in Greek from 11:46 until suddenly off the air at 27 seconds past 12:02, so they're still running an abbreviated schedule. Ron has also checked in with Craig Allen about Aussie Radio, another private low-power shortwave station. On September 22nd, he said both 3210 and 5050 are off air, and they will be going on air soon, I hope. Stay tuned. In DSWCI, DX Window, Anker Peterson in Denmark was monitoring the mailbag program on Radio Bulgaria, 5900 until 2200, Saturday, September 17th. It's called Answering Your Letters. And Rosica Petkova said, let me remind everyone who wants to receive a QSL card, you need to send us three reception reports confirming that you listened to Radio Bulgaria on three separate occasions for a length of at least 20 to 40 minutes. It's also necessary to include some content details, and we would like to see your commentaries. Ron Howard in California checked out the new Cambodian clandestine we mentioned last week. Saturday's only at 12 to 13 UT on 9960 via Palau. On September 24th, he tuned in and heard a World Harvest Radio ID before 1200 and then into what was presumably Khmer. And they gave a website, www.kppmradio.org. They played some music, but it was mostly a monologue, some light radio teletype interference. The Khmer People Power Movement is what KPPM stands for. And in fact, he got a reply by checking out their website from Sorn Sere Rata, the president of KPPM, who says, thanks for your encouragement. I hope my people in Cambodia can listen well and benefit from our program. They have contact addresses not only in Fresno, California, but also Cranston, Rhode Island. Curtains for 1550, says Harry Van Vogt in Ontario, according to the website of CBC Radio 1 in Windsor. 1550 AM is apparently going off the air as of October 1st. The website does not say this explicitly, but it says you should listen on FM 97.5 or 91.9, effective October 1st. From Masset, B.C., Walt Salmaniv reports what is presumably a Canadian pirate, Radio True North, again heard with very strong reception, even a monster signal. September 24th at 0435 on 6924.634. However, it was somewhat distorted in modulation, mentioned a band from Kelowna. He says it's always very well heard on Haida Gwaii. Also heard the next night, September 25th at 0439, 3 hertz higher in frequency. Magic Carpet Ride was the program at the moment. The ID is Radio True North 6925 with a Gmail address at 0442. A surge in solar activity has pushed F2 propagation as high as 50 megahertz. Here's something you might look for in the propagation bulletin from ARRL via Mike Terry. KH7Y in Hawaii reports hearing video from China on 49749, 40 over S9. And he says 6 meters was full of sync buzz for about 3 hours. Openings start about 0600 UT and can last until 1000 just about every night in Hawaii. 49.75 megahertz is the video frequency of China's Channel 1. If you're in Europe or vicinity, as soon as Austria signs off 6155, see if you can hear Radio Bayrak from Turkish Northern Cyprus on 6150. Wolfgang Büschel was hearing it 37 hertz above that frequency. September 26th at 0613, he says it will become regular during our winter, especially when Austria leaves the air an hour later at 0714. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports Ecuador's Radio Oriental in Tena on the air for less than an hour, September 24th. On 4781.575, it started at about 2325 UT and closed at midnight 22. the frequency also wandered a bit, down about 2 hertz. Signal peaked at 2351. Also reported by Anker Petersen in Denmark via PlayDX the previous evening, 4781.58 on the air between 2320 and midnight 8 UT only. First on 4781.58 and later on 4781.69, thanks to Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia for identifying it. It apparently has just been reactivated for this very brief transmission. Thanks to Thomas Fulkner, World of Radio now has a new outlet on shortwave in Europe. It's Hamburger Local Radio, every Tuesday at 0930 UT on 5980. It'll shift 1 UT hour later after DST in November and starts the first Tuesday in October. Also, Hamburger Local Radio is heralding this new service with special transmissions on October 1st. Saturday, World of Radio will also be heard at 0930 on 5980, a 1 kilowatt transmitter in Kahl, Germany. Of course, we'll be interested to hear how well people in Europe and vicinity can hear World of Radio on this new outlet. Accompanying us during the previous half hour in English, new letters on the air from Kansas City, Tuesdays at 0900, and also the special broadcast on Saturday, October 1st. Following us on Saturday the 1st, a special Happy Station show with Keith Perrone, which also appears on Monday at 1000 UT. Another result of increased solar activity is the propagation of very low power harmonics on the higher shortwave frequencies. Jürgen Lohis in Germany reports to the Harmonics Yahoo group that he heard ERT in Greece on 23290. That's the second harmonic of 11645, September 25th at 0835. Here's another special event by one of our affiliates. This time it's Global Voice Radio, which is a webcaster. Chrissy Cochran, managing director, says, a special program we intend to carry on Sunday to October. Each week we have a phone-in or Skype show called the Attitude Test. This week it'll discuss the future of shortwave. We invite listeners to participate by Skype at the.global.voice, by email and mm at yourvoice at theglobalvoice.info, or by one of our 3 phone numbers in the U.S., the U.K., or New Zealand. Check the website theglobalvoice.info. The program is repeated at 1100 UT the following day, Monday 3 October, and will be available on their program gallery and website. The Attitude Test is an hour-long program hosted by 5 of the Global Voice staff, encouraging lively debate. Global Voice carries World of Radio at these times, Thursdays at 2030 UT, Saturdays at 0600, and Mondays at 1700. Ron Howard reports that September 21st was the first day for Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, or JSR via Yamada, Japan, to North Korea to be back on its alternate frequency, 5985, replacing 6135. That day it was in Japanese, heard at 1336. It's in English usually on Fridays, and so it was September 23rd, checked at 1337, but with heavy jamming and a strong heterodyne from Myanmar, which is always off frequency to the high side. Walt Samaniv in BC also heard the Friday, September 23rd broadcast in English at 1341 on 5985, very strong, but with jamming audible in the background, it sounded like grinding. They were talking about spies from the north in South Korea. You're tuned for the 1584th World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more information via the archive of DX Listening Digests at worldofradio.org. This week we're quoting from the latest edition, primarily number 11-39. Your support always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702 USA. Many thanks for quarterly financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. Last week, we were reporting that RTM Madagascar had returned to its original frequency, 5010, but it didn't last long. As of September 24th, they were again being reported back on 4910 upper sideband. In Hardcore DX, Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, had it September 24th with music at 0236 and still heard at 0310, but with interference from Kodar. Also reported September 24th around the same time by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. As well as September 28th, the carrier was on by 0216, interval signal at 226, national anthem at 227, and beginning programming around 0230. Ron Howard in California reports on Malaysia, the transmitter 20 hertz above 6050 carries more than one domestic service program. Asyik FM has been extended to last 1 hour longer until 1500 UT, as noted September 23rd, and then it goes to a relay of Salam FM. He's no longer hearing the Voice of Islam on that frequency, Radio Suara Islam, which had been on between 14 and 16 UT. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy has been monitoring the higher frequencies from Malaysia, which relay the Sarawak service back to that part of the country, 9835, September 19th. At 1954, they were carrying YFM, parallel to 11665, the official frequency for YFM. It seems in the night they are running both in parallel. He checked the webcasts. At 2012, it was YFM on 11665. I continue to enjoy DXing Mexican medium wave stations around sunrise here, getting later and later from 1200 UT. And this is not something we can expect to do indefinitely. Elmer Escoto and Israel González Ahumada send stories from El Universal, the newspaper in Mexico City of September 26th, indicating that there is a mass migration of Mexican AM stations to FM being encouraged by the government. Not only that, but there will be new stations licensed on FM. They may be simulcasting for a while, but the idea is to pretty much dispense with AM radio in Mexico within a few years, around 2013 or 14. I've not been able to hear the English Hour from Radio Sultanate of Oman at 14 UT on 15140 for many months, and even at best, reception has been poor. But there's another English Hour, and we have three reports of it this time. It's at 03 UT on 15355. Victor C. Jaar in Quebec reports to the NASFA flash sheet. He heard it on September 17th with World News of English at first. Military March, modern music, African music too, but it had faded out by 0334. In the Mayor Tips sheet, Kenneth Vidozicki in Michigan also reports this on the same date. He also heard the news, he says with a British accent. It seems that they were mostly just reading from the Muscat Daily. That's the way they pronounce the capital city. They mentioned the Oman Chamber of Commerce and some local social events. A bit of Dave Brubeck's Take 5 and hot and sunny weather in Muscat, temperature in the 40s. And furthermore reported on September 25th by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, at 0342 with Oldies Music, British accented DJ. Communist governments usually don't bother to jam religious broadcasts, just political ones, but I have been hearing some jamming on FEBC in the Philippines, 9920, September 25th at 1253, a Southeast Asian language listed as Coho, which is sort of like Vietnamese, but there was continuous jamming by whoop-whoop oscillating tones. I wonder how much more broadcasting from FEBC is jammed by Vietnam. They have a number of other minority language on this frequency between 1100 and 1230. From his remote de-expedition site in B.C., Walt Salmaniv says no internet access, so our broadcast via WWRB was an especially valuable service, allowing him to hear World of Radio on 5051 at 0330, September 23rd, UT Friday. And he notes that he is also still hearing the collision between Iran and Romania on 11920 at 0400, as were we on September 26th. In case you've been looking for the other station called Voice of Justice, the one from Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh in Russia, or at least in the Caucasus, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reported to RusDX on September 25th that it's not been on the air since mid-August. The frequency was 9677.7. In the shortwave sites group, Ian Baxter reports that the Malaysia Sarawak shortwave site at Stapok is definitely off the air. In fact, he found on their website some photographs of the close-down ceremony. The exact links are in DX Listening Digest 1139, but you may be able to find them via www.rtmsarawak.gov.my. It includes a shot of the now silenced transmitter on 5030. On the other hand, DX Mix News Bulgaria reports there's an unidentified transmission on the schedules at 10 to 12 UT on 17560 via Dushanbe, Tajikistan, 100 kilowatts, 132 degrees toward Southeast Asia. And they say maybe it's a reactivation of Radio Free Sarawak. That's because that site was used before during those hours. It's been on the air since September 26th. If you're lucky enough to hear Sound of Hope without Chinese Firedrake jamming, it may still be difficult to identify unless you understand Chinese. However, Ron Howard in California reports on 7970. They usually run an ID at 1223 UT. It's heard September 22nd. They spell out their website with English letters, www.soundofhope.org, and then say Sound of Hope in English, all with background religious music and a song. It seems to be their favorite time to ID, at least on this frequency. Several times recently we've been hearing that Babcock music loop, formerly known as VTC. It's low-key, nice music, including cello, repeating every few seconds, which they put on transmitters when there is no programming, but the transmitter still needs to be on the air. We've been hearing it on 17505, around 1330 to 1400. Wolfgang Büschel found out the reason from Dave Porter, who works at the Wooferton site in the UK. Wolfgang thought it might be something exotic, like preparing for a new clandestine broadcast. But Dave says it is not so exotic. We are using the time slots and the changes in frequency and modulation mode to train our staff at Babcock Media Management Center, MMC, in London, for the remote operation of the Wooferton site when we are not staffed out of office hours. At present, our colleagues in the Babcock control room in Bush House look after us, but soon that is closing down when BBC transfer to their London W1 studio center. Hence the need to train our staff in the other control facility. We need to be able to run a real schedule, and then we put faults on our transmitters so that the MMC staff can work out how to reestablish the service. And the full schedule is 13 to 1345 on 9605, 9800 and 11640, and 1315 to 1400 on 9795, 15230 and 17505. That is the available schedule. They may not be using them all the time, every day, and part of that is in DRM. Besides Mexican medium wave stations in the morning, I sometimes hear on 880 a very strange language, Navajo, from KHAC in Window Rock, Arizona. It's a Christian station, so it's even stranger to hear hymns being sung in Navajo, but they mix in some English. I'm not quite sure why they're getting out well before sunrise along the New Mexico-Arizona border on 880, as I cannot hear the secular station near the same location, KTNN 660, which has a deep null toward New York before sunrise. Here's an example of how bad the pirate FM station is in New York City. Reporting to WTFDA, Mike Bugay from Connecticut says he visited the Bronx Zoo and made a note of all the pirate frequencies, heard from I-87 at the West 233rd Street off-ramp across the Bronx to Southern Boulevard and the Bronx Zoo, and also inside the zoo itself. I'm just going to quickly run through all the frequencies. He also gives the language and the dB reading or the format. 91.3, 89.7, 93.3, 94.1, 94.5, 94.9, 95.1, 95.3, 95.9, 98.1, 101.5, 102.3, 102.5, 103.3, 103.7, 104.1, 104.7, 105.5, 106.1, and 106.9. And amazingly, he says there are still a few open frequencies which could still be used, which I am not going to enumerate. He says these are approximately twice as many on the air now as the last time we were at the zoo 2 years ago. I can imagine what's on the air in Queens and Brooklyn. Bill Bingham in Johannesburg, South Africa, and Ron Howard in California have been monitoring 6015 for Radio Tanzania Zanzibar, which they have heard recently, but even more recently, it's been missing. Bill says he monitored on September 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd with no reception. This was around 0250 to 0350 UT or 0400 when it had been audible previously. Ron Howard summarizes, as of September 26th, it seems they've been off the air now for about 7 or 8 days in a row in the post-0300 time period. Must be a technical problem, surely not a power outage for that long a time. In PlayDX, Luca Bottofiore in Italy reports unidentified Afro-Latin pop music nonstop on 15200, September 26th, going off at 0809 and back on again at 0905. Daniel Hostetler in Alaska was also hearing this September 26th on 15200 from 0530. And he identified it as Voice of Nigeria, but it was not in parallel with their usual frequency, also heard 15120. We suppose they may be finally activating or testing their new transmitter and antenna, so keep an ear on 15200. Thanks to more sunspots, some more second harmonics reported by Jürgen Luhis in Germany around 16 UT, on 19130 CRI in Turkish, 24020 Voice of Russia in German, 24080 VOR in English, and 23400 Radio Bulgaria in Spanish. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued September 27th. ANKNC is peaking at 15 and 4 October 9th. Although solar flux reached an amazing 190 this week, the forecast is for 135 September 29th, dropping to 115 October 6th and 7th, back up to 130 by October 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1584.